celebrating the connection with our pets. This is Animal Radio, featuring your dream team, veterinarian Dr. Debbie White and groomer Joey Villani. And here are your hosts, Hal Abrams and Judy Francis.
Well, hey, thanks for joining us. Here's the toll-free number, 1-866-405-8405. And don't forget, you can also ask your questions from the free Animal Radio app for iPhone and Android. But it's more fun if you call us toll-free, because then we get to actually speak to you in person. If you have a question about your pet, your dog, your cat, your flamingo, or you just want to check in, we always love hearing from you. Now, I understand today Miranda Lambert, country star icon Miranda Lambert, will be joining us. Is this correct? Am I reading this
There's
right?
There's rumor. Let's just leave it as rumor.
How'd you pull that off?
Well, I don't know that we pulled it off.
Yeah, we don't know yet.
She was supposed to be on two other times.
Right. And first time she was sick.
First time, yeah, okay.
And the second time...
Can't hold that against her,
no,
right?
No, you can't,
right.
No.
And the second time, she was just delayed half hour. We just couldn't.
Well, you know how those country star types get. They have a pretty busy schedule.
Yeah, so...
So doesn't she have like a foundation for animals, for dogs and cats?
It's called Mutt Nation, and now she's got... pet line, which she is selling to help fund her foundation.
Oh.
And she gives back to the animals that way.
Okay, we'll find out more about it. Hopefully she'll be with us.
I'm hoping.
Robert Simrow will be with us with Five Ways Pets Serve in the Military. Five Ways Pets Serve in the Military. It'll be interesting. I could think of a couple, but Robert does his homework. Joey, what are you working on?
Well, we're going to talk about cats today, unlikely, topic for me, but we're going to talk about cats and how to take care of their coat and if we should start over fresh or brush them out at home and what to do.
That's just not a problem we have here at the studios.
I got short-haired cats and a short-haired dog. I was smart.
Yeah, you were. They're pretty maintenance-free. Yes.
I know. No clipping or grooming or anything.
Joey makes no money off of your animals. I'll tell you that right now.
No, I don't. I'll figure out a way, though.
Okay. Lori, what are you working on over there in the newsroom?
Well, I got two things going on with dog shows. There's a technique that is being used, and I'm sure it's being used here because, you know, everybody shares their secrets. But something that they're doing in England that the Kennel Club there is not very happy about. And we're going to be seeing a new dog show on TV here in America.
Okay. Well, that's on the way in just a couple of minutes with Lori Brooks. Let's go to the phones. 1-866-405-8405. Or you can ask your questions from the free Animal Radio app for iPhone. Download that puppy now. Let's go to Robin. Hey, Robin, how are you?
I'm doing fine. Is there something I can do to stop the eating of one's own poop?
Ooh.
Sure, you can pick it up. Sorry.
Well, I do that.
I had to be a smart butt on that one.
I don't know. I'm feeding a diabetic diet to one dog, and it must be great the second time around. I don't know.
Yeah. I laugh because I had the same thing with one of my last Labradors, and his poop, he had food allergies, and he was on a special diet, and something was so savory about his poo that my Bouvier pup, she just could not wait to snatch up that poo. So I know exactly the frustration you're going through there, but So picking up the poop is an important thing because opportunity and access is always an issue here. So if there's a lot of poop laying out there, it's harder to monitor a pet. And that's the other thing is, accompanying the dog outside to monitor and kind of observe and make sure that they're not getting access to that. So for my dog, that meant I took her out on a leash and I gave her the potty command and then I'd take her in. And I really set her up to not go after the poop. So if she walked near it, it was leave it. And she learned that command and that was something she learned to avoid. There is a point, though, with some dogs that deterrents come into play. So, there's a lot of the different forbid, deter products that are ingredients that you feed to the dog so that their poops taste bad to dogs. And I have some clients have great success with them. I can't say that I see a ton of success across the board on that. What I personally have found the most success with is kind of disgusting and kind of fun for a veterinarian like me. But I actually did, accompanied her outside. I picked up all the poop in the yard, but I would leave one little turdlet outside. And in that turdlet, I would actually poke a hole, and I took Tabasco sauce, and I squeezed it inside the poop, and then covered the poop up. So a lot of people say, oh, put Tabasco sauce on the poop. Well, dogs aren't stupid. They know what it smells like, and they can smell it and taste it on the surface. But when you put it inside the turd, you will have more success. And that's why I say it does take a little grossness. But I personally, that was the number one thing that caused my dog to really develop her own negative association for it.
How many times did it take? Just curious. You know,
you'd have to say, well, I'd change the poop. So it was there for the taking if she wanted it.
Uh-huh.
I think she probably got it maybe three times, maybe. And this is over the course of, 6 months, something of that time frame. Because it was her habit for quite some time. but yeah, so that can be a really big thing. And and I think a lot of dogs are more driven to that. And also, it depends on how we respond to it. So there is also a psychological component of making it a game where, if mom is grossed out by seeing me pick up this poop in my mouth, they're going to chase me and we're going to run around the yard and I'm going to try to have her pry it out of my mouth.
Oh.
And so that becomes the game, and that becomes more fun and actually more exciting than, eating poop, which, we can't imagine. So you have to watch how you're handling the situation. So it means just to swallow your own disgust in the situation and distract.
Uh-huh.
So food, squeaky toys, running the other direction, pulling your dog away from the environment without making it a confrontation. Does that make sense?
So there's no credence to the idea that maybe it's a vitamin deficiency or...
I would say, in dogs that are on current diets, if they're in good health and they're eating a quality, balanced diet, it's not terribly common. What I do find, as I mentioned, and you witnessed, is that some dogs' stool tastes differently or has a different attraction for some pets.
Uh-huh.
And those pets that have a tendency to eat feces might be more inclined to with those pets. And definitely, having a diabetic pet in the home, there's certainly the potential
uh-huh.
that there's different waste products that may be more... enticing.
Oh, wow.
Take care of all the little puggies.
Thanks again.
Bye-bye now, Robin. Robin just called toll-free at 1-866-405-8405. That's the best way to get through to Dr. Debbie or to Joey Volani, the dog father. You can also ask your questions from the free Animal Radio app for iPhone and Android. Hey, Jan, welcome to the show.
Yes, hi.
I have Dr. Debbie right here. What's up?
Hi. I have a 6-year-old Persian. And she will not come to her name.
What's her name?
Her name is, I call her Sugar Baby.
That might be it.
She doesn't answer to anything at
okay.
all. And I know she can hear because it's loud sounds and the doorbell and all that, and she runs. But
mm-hmm.
she will not come to anything that I call her. The only time
okay,
I can get her attention is a shaker with treats in it. That's it.
There you go. There you go. You just hit upon it. Cats don't respond and listen like a dog does. So you know that there's an old saying that dogs will come when they're called and cats will ask you to leave a message, and it is so true. Cats have to have a motivation, because naturally they're just kind of that kind of critter that they hang back and say, what you want me to do, what so we need to motivate her. Now, if she doesn't care for the name, that's the other thing. So some general tips when you name a pet, whether it's a dog or a cat, we want to keep it short. So we want to have 1 to 2 syllables. You don't want to make it a very long, drawn-out name. And preferably, we try to end the name on a vowel, especially because that makes our voice kind of rise at the end. So we say frisky. We say baby, and your voice goes up, and it helps to kind of keep their attention while you're calling them. And then we also want to make sure you don't want to use anything that sounds like people's names in the homes or any bad words or anything else where it might sound like a command. So in a cat, you have a special situation because you have to get over this hurdle of motivation. And most things in the cat world rely and circulate around food. So that is the great motivator for cats. And I would encourage you, if it's important for you, for the cat to come when you're you're calling, then you work towards that by using food rewards. And preferably that is done where you limit the amount of actual food that's available at that time. So you don't want a cat that can go up to the food bowl, graze, and say, thank you, I'm quite full right now. I don't really want to perform. So you cut back a little bit on the food, or preferably do this little play sessions, training sessions before you put that food down. And then use your command, come, start it off with her name, hopefully something cute like baby, Snooky or whatever. And
yeah, I call her baby. Yeah.
Okay. And then use the command and give the food reward afterwards. And it takes a lot of time for cats to get this compared to dogs, just because, you know, they kind of lose interest. But you want to make sure you pair it with food and preferably something really yummy, tasty, those treats that you wouldn't give normally, you give when you want to work with her and her name. And you can even do clicker training for cats, believe it or not, if you work on it.
Okay. Good luck with that. We have four cats in the studio, and one of them actually comes for its medicine. We can actually let the cat outdoors and call it to come like a dog. So, but then the other cats, they wouldn't give us the time of day on a bed.
Yeah.
Good luck with it.
I know my daughter's got a couple cats, and they all come to their name.
She's lucky. She's lucky.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully you can work this out. Let us know how it works out. We're curious to find out if Dr. Debbie's advice really works or not.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Hal. Voice of confidence there.
Thank you.
Take care. 1-866, of course it does. She is our vet, by the way, and we trust her implicitly with your animals. 1-866-405-8405 to connect with our dream team. This healthy serving of Animal Radio is brought to you by the grain-free Red Barn Naturals canned food for dogs and cats, always made in the USA with natural, functional ingredients to support your pet's optimal health. Learn more over at redbarninc.com, and thank you so much, Red Barn, for underwriting Animal Radio.
You're listening to Animal Radio. Call the Dream Team now at 1-866-405-8405.
Hey everyone,
this is Life Tips with Geico.
Life Tip 1. You can use a razor to shave those little lint balls off your sweatshirt or jacket.
Speaking of jackets, try wearing yours backwards. You could use the hood as a convenient snack trough.
Life Tip 2. Switch to Geico and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. On top of that, the Geico Insurance Agency could help save you money on home and renter's insurance. Geico. Get savings into your life. Visit geico.com today.
When I host my family, my mom says, Carol, you have this magical way of making us all so comfortable. Yes, Mom, the comfort elves work very hard at that. The truth is, I have thecompanystore.com. Everything's made with the ultimate comfort. Now, if I just had some cleanup elves.
Thecompanystore.com has been perfecting the ultimate comforts of home for over 100 years, from the finest quality bedding and bath to home decor and more. Order between November 1st and 20th to get a 20% discount off your holiday order plus free shipping. Visit thecompanystore.com and enter the code HOLIDAY.
What's the matter, honey? Can't sleep?
Ugh, it's this heartburn. At night, it's the worst.
Heartburn? Again?
Yeah, I'm done with it. I'm going to kick acid with Rolaids.
Rolaids Advanced goes to work instantly for powerful relief of your worst heartburn, bloating, and gas.
Feeling better?
Much better.
That was fast.
Mm-hmm.
Kick acid and gas with Rolaids Advanced.
Not available in all states.
Whoa, what do you have there?
It's a Reese's Irvy's frozen yogurt. We just had our robot make one.
A robot made your frozen yogurt?
Yes, the world's first fully interactive robot vending machine that serves 9 flavors of delicious yogurt with 6 amazing toppings. And it's available for an exclusive franchise opportunity.
How do I get my own Reese's Irvy's robots?
It's easy, but you better act now. Locations and machines are going fast. Just go to froyofranchising.com and enter promo code 3939. That's froyofranchising.com, promo code 3939.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. One click and my job was posted to 100+ job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100+ job sites. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/find. That's ZipRecruiter.com/find.
This holiday season, Guitar Center is your best gift ever center, with deals like an 88-key Williams digital piano, just $229. an Epiphone acoustic guitar for $99, or a boom mic stand for just $19. Save up to 25% on gear in every department and make spirits bright for every musician on your list.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year!
Guitar Center's Holiday Kickoff, going on now, in-store and online.